Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In a podcast, two comedians face their toughest challenge yet: to create the superhero they would want to be. With thousands of superheroes to choose from, only one thing stands in their way: a host that is as arbitrary as he is disabled. So I suppose he sits in their way. Is that okay? Can I say that? Anyway, this is the silliest, superest, heroist podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the Silliest, Superest, Heroist podcast with me, Aaron Simmons. This is the show where we get two comedians to pick and choose their favorite parts of different superheroes in order to come up with their ultimate superhero. The goal is to come up with the superest hero ever. My first guest is Sam Lake. How are you doing, Sam?
I'm great. And can I just say, you really hit that intro hard.
Thank you very much. That's going to make absolutely no sense to people who have missed the opening bit. I'll let you in behind the curtain. Weirdly, I start talking to my guests before the official start of the podcast because we're in a Zoom chat. And Sam told me to hit the intro hard. And I really went for it and only fucked it up twice.
But that's just because you were hitting it so hard.
That's because I was hitting it abandon. Hard. Yeah, I make no bones about it. That's the way I go about my intros, baby. Mm-hmm. Cool. Very excited to have you. I messaged you about the podcast and you seemed very excited. What's your relationship to superheroes in general? You said you had some complex feelings towards some of them.
Yeah, I've seen one Marvel film, and I think I can really stretch that opinion out for like an hour. Most of my opinions about superheroes can be summed up by the film Batman and Robin.
Uh-huh.
But the one where it's it's the gay one, the big gay Batman film.
Yeah.
Where it's with the one with Poison Ivy, mm-hmm. Dr. Freeze, yeah. All that good stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's terribly written, mm-hmm. and it doesn't look nice, and they butcher all of the characters. And I'm pretty sure they had to dub in the sound over most of the actors throughout most of the film, but it's still one of my favorite films of all time.
One of my favorite things is watching shit movies, and that is certainly up there with the best of the bad bunch.
Yeah.
All of your choices from the film Batman and Robin.
It's funny that you say that. Actually, none of them are.
Okay, great. Cool. That's going to be fun. We'll figure it out. Wicked. Well, lovely to have you here, Sam. My second guest is the very funny Huge Davis. How are you doing, Huge?
I'm good, thanks. Although I didn't think you hit the intro hard enough. I think you could have gone further.
Huge, don't give him a complex. He's just started, bless him.
Yeah. I was hoping he would scream into the microphone like sort of the Denethor off the top of the tower in that Lord of the Rings. Just scream. Okay. Scream like you're on fire. And then you go, welcome to the podcast.
I'm a little bit wary in the fact that most people are going to listen to this with headphones. So the idea of me screaming literally inside their head is not an ideal start to a podcast.
And like, the best way to get people's attention. You've got to get people's attention straight off the bat.
Okay. You know. Right. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to redo it now. I'm going to scream and then go
scream.
Into
scream.
Okay.
Just go crazy. Trust me.
Ah! Hello and welcome to the super... I fucked it. I can't do that energy. I just don't have your natural enthusiasm for life, Huge, because you are the most excitable man I know.
Glad to be here. I mean, at least you're not doing Sam's podcast.
Exactly. Hey!
Sam's podcast, who I did a few days ago, and Sam was like, this is a podcast about emotions. And I was like,
I have one blasé.
I'm excited to be on this podcast, though.
Yeah,
as I was Sam's.
Well,
I believed it when you said it to me. I believe it now.
I didn't realise this would be a crossover episode, but I'm happy about it. let's all have a rosé and talk about feelings. Okay. Is that the name of the podcast, Sam?
Yeah, close enough. Good enough for SEO. Yeah.
There we go. I was close. Yeah. Seeing as I haven't been invited on it. But, you know, it's fine. It's not...
It's early days. Give me a chance.
Don't worry. I don't have any feelings either. great. Okay, that's enough waffle. Let's get on with the game. So if you are new to the podcast, I apologize for shouting in your head. What we do is we try and come up with the superest hero we can. Both my guests have come up with their own head, upper body, lower body, weapon and power, and they're going to be pitted against each other, and I'm going to pick my favorite out of the two, and by the end of it we're going to have a Frankenstein's monster of superhero-ness, and we're going to go from there. So let's start with round one the head. Sam, if you could have any head of any superhero, what head would you choose to have?
Okay, can I just say before saying what any of my choices are, I do have an agenda. I want this superhero to be incredibly erotic and sensual.
Sure.
And one of those superheroes that is more admired just for sheer sex appeal than any kind of like useful quality, like Dazzler.
Okay, great. Yeah.
Yeah. So with that in mind, I've chosen the head of Paul Hollywood. Everyone's nice and hard at the thought of Paul Hollywood's head.
Okay, so I have
my cake isn't. It's nice and moist.
Yeah, wet cake, stiff peaks.
Okay, I mean, I wouldn't count Paul Hollywood as a superhero, but if you can justify it to me, I'm willing to give you Paul Hollywood.
Oh, okay, see, none of my choices are superheroes. I might have misunderstood the brief.
Fine, we'll go with it. I have a quick question. Of all the people you wanted to have as a head, forget the whole superhero notion of having powers or telekinesis or X-ray vision or anything like that you could have had.
Mm-hmm.
You just wanted the sexiest person alive, and you've gone.
No,
with
they'll
Paul
have
Hollywood.
A power as well, but like, you know, it's a beauty and power thing.
Okay, so you just want them to have the head of Paul Hollywood. Why? Because you think if you're up against a villain, they're just going to get lost in his blue eyes.
Sort of, yeah. I mean, if you watch The Bake Off, anytime he's judging, there's a moment where he hasn't worked out how to use a fork properly. So he can't do the thing where you like pick a bit of cake up, bring it to your face and swallow. He has to like fully get the head down and bring his body to it. And it's in that moment when he looks up and then you get the piercing blues. Uh-huh. And it's that moment that you can quite easily picture him in many other a scenario.
Okay, you've gone with the head of Paul Hollywood. Great. What an interesting start to a superhero podcast.
I think I'm going to be at a disadvantage because I have a different sexual orientation. I think it's going to be a lot of these choices are going to be a very hard sell.
Hey,
listen, we all like Paul Hollywood. My sexual fantasy is Paul Hollywood critiquing the sex afterwards. Him and Mary Berry go around your house.
Yeah,
just pick apart.
Picture him saying, it's too chewy. You've overcooked it.
Yes. A lot of cum on the cake. Yeah. It's a different television. It's a different show.
It's a different show. It would be on slightly later than 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. So, although I do have a different sexual orientation to you. I can certainly appreciate the beauty of a man. And if you are trying to just make them as erotic as possible, I can certainly get on board enough to say Paul Hollywood would not be my first choice. But, you know, it's fine. You have got Chris.
Fine.
You had the face of Chris Hemsworth as an option. But it's not a problem. Paul Hollywood versus... Huge. What is your choice?
So I also have a theme, objective, my superhero. Uh-huh. He's just got really good Wi-Fi. Yeah, so it just needs to be a good, what, you know how like some, it basically my head looks like a 5G post. it's a giant big post.
Okay.
Yeah, it's and also very tall though. Very tall. Uh-huh. It's a long boy. I've got a feeling that's what the name of. I've not thought of a name yet, but I've got a feeling that's what the name will be. Long boy.
Okay,
long boy would fit my agenda as well.
We're making a superhero.
We usually come up with the name last, but we come up with the name first. We're making long boy today, ladies and gentlemen.
His head is a 5G post.
Is a 5G post.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's always been trying. His main antagonist is a conspiracy theorist. trying to knock his head off with a big stick.
Sure. Okay. I have an important question for you, Huge. Do you imagine he has googly, is he a 5G post that you stuck like googly eyes and like the Groucho mask, glasses and nose and moustache on? Or is he actually like a human face that has a 5G mask coming out of the top of his head?
So his face has just been spray painted on by the local children.
Interesting.
He's like what we know Wilson in.
Yeah, in Castaway, yeah.
Yeah.
He's made out of a handprint made of blood. Okay.
It's got a big.
Way more sinister than a bit of graffiti. Yeah, he's a handprint made of blood.
It depends what face you draw on there. He's got a nice face.
Okay.
Smiling face. Mm. He's happy to be there. He's happy to be giving Wi-Fi.
Okay. I mean, okay. What a start to this podcast. I think this podcast is going to stand out to regular listeners of the show as the weird one. And we've had some pretty weird ones already. Okay, so usually when I'm doing this judging bit, I'm judging about which powers I would rather have. Would I like rather have like telekinesis or X-ray vision? Here, I'm making a decision of whether or not I would want to be a 5G post or be able to really judge cakes well.
And be a sex object.
I mean, part of the problem that I have, as much as I would like to pick Paul Hollywood in this scenario, Sam, is that my tongue and my mouth is still...
Want to lick a 5G pylon, okay.
No, don't want to lick a 5G pylon. What I was going to say is the skills that Paul Hollywood has in his face, which is his taste buds, I already have good taste buds. I can tell a decent cake from a not decent cake. The problem is my gluten intolerance is lower down in my body. So I'm going to have...
But you're saying the taste buds are only used for cake. He can do other stuff. He can tell the difference between different types of jam.
That's true.
He knows if a custard is not set enough by rubbing it against the roof of his mouth.
Is that what he's fucking done?
He's got the Swiss Army now, Swiss Army knife equivalent of the mouth.
But you also can't do savory food either. That's a problem.
Yeah, your kryptonite. Your kryptonite would be pickles. He infamously hates pickles.
Okay. Well, in that case, I don't really mind not having pickles in my life. Fuck it. I'm going to go with Paul Hollywood as my head. 1-0 to Sam. Let's move on to round two. The upper body.
Round two. Upper body.
So, to be very clear with the brief, you can choose any upper body from any fictional or non-fictional person/being/ inanimate object with a Wilson face on it. You get the superhero powers that are attached to that body. You have the upper body, huge. What are you going for your torso and arms of choice?
I mean, dare I say it, I was going to basically get his whole body made out of a 5G post. But it's not really worth, if you've not picked the head for the 5G post, and having the bottom part as a 5G post as well isn't much use. I'll probably change that for the month. Well, I was really hoping it really does ride on the fact that you want the head as the 5G post. If you've not picked the head, then, I mean, poor Hollywood on 5G looks a bit like a statement against poor Hollywood, if I'm honest.
To ward off any Paul Hollywoods from coming in. You've got his head on a pike.
No bakers here. In that case, I'll have the top of body of Professor X.
Okay, interesting.
He's pushing that wheelchair all day, mate. And as you know, he's going to have a body that's going to be crazy ripped. He's using the arms just to go to the kitchen, man. I rarely use my arms when cooking. You know what I mean? I've got a feeling he's going to have a good trim body. He looks like he's in shape as well. Like, I'm always so surprised when he's in that chair. I'm like, what's his secret? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, it's usually this point in the podcast where I do have to point out that I am in a wheelchair because I can't physically be on a podcast for more than 20 minutes without mentioning it. So, okay, so you've gone with Professor X as your upper body. Famously, the part of him that has no powers whatsoever, you just want to look just, like Patrick Stewart. Are you going for the Patrick Stewart version of the upper body?
Just the, more the cartoon one. He's more really built one. Okay. In the cartoon.
He's okay. Really jacked in the cartoon. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. And this is before he got like an electric one, like a coward. This is before. This is when he rolled himself around, a real person like you would.
I would like to say that if you use an electric wheelchair, that is absolutely fine. That is your prerogative. I, however, use a manual wheelchair, but Huge does think you're a coward. So you're going with Professor X's body from the cartoon when he's jacked and using a manual wheelchair. Great. Samuel, what is your upper body of choice?
Okay, so keep in mind my theme.
Yeah.
Most erotic.
Yeah.
Most sexual, most sensual superhero. But at the same time, I've got to make sure that this is someone who, when all of the pieces come together, appeals to everyone no matter what their preferences are.
Yep.
So with that in mind, I've chosen the upper body of the green M&M. Specific, because the green M&M, if I remember correctly, is the lady M&M. So that crosses like the gender divide.
Sure.
You're the head of Paul Hollywood and now a lovely, very feminine green M&M. And she's also got the arm, so it's not just like the shell bit.
Yeah.
Her breasts would be made of chocolate. And if you Google hard enough, you can find a picture of the green M&M with a lovely set of naturals right at the front there. So, you know, if you're not there for the piercing blue eyes of Paul Hollywood, you're going to get a lovely handful with the upper body at the green M&M.
Sure. Interesting. I think... Weirdly, I think that's more of a superhero than Paul Hollywood. But, you know...
It's definitely not from Earth.
Yeah. No. And also, you've got that protective outer shell as a sort of armour.
It's not the best armour one can... I mean, you're made of chocolate.
That is true.
You know when people are, like, upset about the Green Goblin and the Spider-Man? They're like, they could have done better.
Yeah.
I'm like, they could have done the green M&M.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been a different movie if at the end of it,
Spider-Man was sponsored by.
Yeah. It'd be different if Spider-Man just eats the Green Goblin at the end. But, you know, satisfying conclusion, I think.
Imagine if the Green it took its head off and it was like, I'm Norman Osborn. And it's like, and then you go, he flashes back. And then all the times that Norman Osborn's before, it's like, he's the size of Eminem. Like,
and
he's
also,
really,
you never.
He's around.
And you never realise that Norman Osborn did have a big pair of tits and just nobody mentioned it.
Yeah. Okay.
I know that handful.
A chocolatey handful of M&M tit. Lovely. Okay. I think I see what you're going. I mean, this is so fucking difficult. Like,
I mean, you can also pick the 5G, the bottom of the 5G post. I mean, that's still on.
I'm genuinely just happy to be here. I don't mind which part you choose, as long as at the end we have produced a superhero that you can say on camera whilst being recorded that you would fuck, that you would have full penetrative intercourse with this superhero.
Well, in that case, I am choosing a 5G mast of the upper body. That's what I'm into, guys. It's one old.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Moving on to round three, the lower body.
Round three, lower body.
Sam, you can have any lower body you want. What lower body are you choosing? Are they going to be as erotic as Paul Hollywood and a green M&M?
You bet your sweetmeats they're going to be erotic. Again, keeping it sexual, but also keeping the spectrum of sexuality broad.
Sure.
I've gone for the lower body of one of my childhood crushes, which would be Jet from Gladiators.
Okay. Interesting.
So everything from the navel down of Jet from the Gladiators. And I'm saying that I was attracted to Jet from the Gladiators being a full homosexual man now, and I was then as well, but she was the best female gladiator, and the legs are useful as well. They look nice, but also she can do that thing where she does a cartwheel with no hands and back flips.
She can,
and she
that.
Was the best at the hang tough game with the rings.
Absolutely.
Like, she, her legs are like the jaws of life. Once they wrap onto you, you just want to let go of things and fall about 8 feet.
Yeah. One of my first, conscious, like, daydreams.
You can say wang.
I was going to go more polite and say daydreams was about doing hang tough against Jack, because I thought I'd be really good at hang tough. And so, like, she would beat me. Like, I'm not trying to be all sort of...
She beat everyone. She was full on an Olympic gymnast, I'm sure.
Yeah. She's now also a sex therapist. So
she is.
Many skills. That.
She really? Can you hire her?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's for... It would, she's.
Well, I mean, like, I don't know how much it would cost.
I was implying for the therapy. I don't think she's not that desperate in lockdown.
Yeah, you can't hire her to be Jet from Gladiators.
Yeah.
All of her personal appearance.
All of her therapy techniques are just like, you and your wife get on these two really big podiums, I'm going to give you these sticks, beat each other off.
Yeah.
I like the... In Gladiators, they have that bit where the hanging ones. That's the one we're talking about, right? With the loads.
Yeah.
The Olympic
and then before that starts, it says you can't try this at home. I was like, where do you think we're living, mate? There's a pool underneath this.
Yeah, and there's the pendulum one is like the best example of that, where they have like this 10-foot pendulum swinging from the NEC, and they're like, Don't go listen to your living room.
They made the real note.
Thanks, guys.
It wasn't even like, don't recreate this. They're like, do not do this exact thing. Do not fight Jet.
Yeah.
Don't fight Jet. You'll come out, you'll lose. And you'll be
Jet and Hunter are not coming around to your house. Do not try and get them round.
Do you know the Wolf has a gym in America? He's a gym.
I believe it's Australia.
Is it Australia?
Yeah. I hate to top you on your Gladiators knowledge, but I think it is Australia. Jet from Gladiators. What a great shout that is. Huge. What is your legs of choice or your lower body of choice?
Well, I won't surprise you to know what I've picked as the bottom part. It's obviously the lower end of a 5G pole. I was really bank on a new guy, as I said before. I'm really bank on the head of a 5G pole. The rest would make sense. There's a villain. I did a lot of quizzes in the first few months of lockdown.
Yeah.
And I had one where you had to guess what were real superheroes or I think they're super villains. They're the real villains, the comic villains. But then I said you have to guess if they were real or not and what their powers were for like an extra point. There's one on there that really got me. He's a Spider-Man villain. His name is the Kangaroo. he's Aussie.
Sure.
And
of course he is.
And his power is that he can jump.
Yeah, obviously.
That's all he is.
Like can jump high.
He can jump higher than a normal person.
Mm. Okay.
It's not a lot. It doesn't really say. He can kind of jump over a house.
Okay.
It's pretty good. That's about it, though. That's all it is, Australian. But it's good legs, though, I reckon. Yeah. Good legs.
The question I have for you, Huge, how kangaroo-like are the actual legs in aesthetic? Is it built like a kangaroo, or is it just a guy who's got really strong legs and he's Australian, so they've called him the kangaroo?
So his legs are normal legs. But okay. That's not, if I was to, in my head, and this is how I want them to be, I want them to be the legs of a kangaroo.
Okay. The legs of a kangaroo. Furry. Legs of a kangaroo with the power of the kangaroo, the Spider-Man villain.
Yes, I would like him to jump high.
Great. Cool. Quick question. I'm guessing you're having the pouch?
Yeah, pouch. You can't put trousers on a kangaroo.
Exactly.
He's got his iPhone somewhere.
Exactly.
What's the use of having a 5G body if you can't have a phone on you?
Okay, great. So we have got the legs of Jet versus the legs of a kangaroo that can jump over a house. Now, we all know what Sam has said to me at the end of this podcast, that I have to admit that I would want to have sex with whoever we select
as the
final hero, as Longboy. I have to have penetrative sex with this creation.
This is not the podcast you described to us.
No, it's not the podcast I thought I had, but I'm going with it. I'm a big fan of Yes and that has led down some roads that I did not even know existed, let alone that I was going to go down. Do I think it's weirder to have sex with Jet's lower body with a 5G masked upper body and Paul Hollywood's head than kangaroo legs? I mean, it's a question I ask myself on a daily basis.
Can you take a moment to think about the mechanics of how it would work if it was the kangaroo legs?
Of course I can. I don't know how I know this, but it's just a fact that I have about kangaroos, and it's very pertinent for this conversation. A female kangaroo has three vaginas.
Fuck.
One for each of us.
Oh, we're all fucking this thing. Okay, I didn't know that. A female kangaroo has three vaginas, but only two wombs. So, like, one is purely for pleasure. I'm not worried. I don't think I can impregnate a kangaroo, which, again, is my mantra. I've always said that. I've actually got it tattooed on my back.
Just to be clear,
yeah.
When you do have sex with Longboy, I would hope that you use protection.
Of course.
I don't want you getting anyone pregnant.
look, it's 2020. I think we should be just a little bit more relaxed about talking about STIs. And who hasn't got an STI off a kangaroo before?
Are you saying pregnancy is an STI?
No, I'm saying that I could get an STI from a kangaroo.
That would be a
kangaroo like chlamydia.
You'll be like, it'd be like the new
corona. By the way, that's koalas.
There'll be like a man, a wheelchaired man in England and sex with a kangaroo. And they'll be like, oh God, do you stop eating? Do you stop fucking kangaroos, please? For the good of the country. Boris Johnson has to really solemnly go out and go, listen, we're not, all British people aren't like that. We all don't want to fuck kangaroos. That was his choice.
Fuck it. I'm going with the kangaroo legs. If you're going to do something wrong, do it right. I'm going to fuck a kangaroo in all three of its vaginas. Boom.
If this hero came to save me, I'd be very upset. I'd be like, what is... They'd be like, I'm coming to the rescue. I'm like, God, it's like... it's poor Hollywood. It's like, you know, in Toy Story, when he goes to Sid's house.
Yeah.
And it's like, and they come in to help Woody, and they're like, oh, we're actually your friends. And he's like, you're monsters, fucking burn. This is the same. Poor Hollywood on a pole with kangaroo legs. He'd be like, I think it's come to kill me.
I'm here to rescue you. I'm all right, mate. It is 2-1 to Huge.
I can't believe Jet's legs are going unpleasured.
I know. Who would have thought Sam
researched what your sexual fantasies were before the show.
Yeah. If you had told sort of 11-year-old Aaron that he would choose to have sex with the kangaroo legs over Jet's legs, he would have thought you were talking bananas. But
if we just saw your search history and it just said, do kangaroos feel love or something like that?
Okay. Round four. The weapon.
Round four, weapon.
Huge. Any weapon you like, what would you want?
So obviously, I'm not sorry to do this. It's like a small version of the BT Tower. It's like a cane.
Uh-huh.
It's more of like look what I can do. It's more of like a intimidation thing. It has no function to it.
Okay.
You know, this is like, it's like the symbol. It's sponsored by BT as well.
Obviously.
His full name is Longboy, and then it's like in bull brackets, the BTTM.
Okay. So he's got a cane that is an exact replica of the BT Tower.
Yeah. It's also, a lot of people have like, it's like a miniature.
Yeah,
so it's like Lego. You can look inside and stuff.
Okay.
Because I've never been to the BT Tower, but sure. I always wanted to see what it looks like on the inside. It'd be quite cool to meet your favorite hero. I also have great Wi-Fi, but also be like, let's see this really cool little miniature.
Do you think it will have the people inside miniaturized? Because I would say if you have the technology in order to miniaturize people, you've got a better weapon there than a cane that is an exact replica of the BT Tower.
Yeah, we'll go with that then. They'll probably be terrified, but yeah, sure. They won't know what's going on. They're like...
what you've done is you've got a laser ray gun type thing that can miniaturize anything, and you've chosen to miniaturize the BT Tower with all the people still in it.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Okay, great. That is your choice. I feel you the energy.
Like it was, you said like that was someone who was choosing to like kill themselves. You were like, well, that's your choice then.
I mean, sure, it's a bizarre one, but you know, I would say it's probably one of the more normal things we've discussed so far. Yeah. Okay, cool. A miniaturized ray gun shrinking thing that can give you the BT Tower as a cane / pimp stick versus Sam. What is your choice?
I actually went for something quite similar and I said counterfeit Pokemon cards.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
I was thinking of, you know, Gambit.
Yep.
When I was like looking up like sexy superheroes and celebrities and people made of chocolate, Gambit was one of the first ones that came up, and he has that deck of cards that he uses as a weapon.
Yeah.
And I figured a deck of playing cards like doesn't have any like je ne sais quoi about it.
Sure.
And I thought, what would be the second coolest thing? And that would obviously be counterfeit Pokemon cards. So you would have like the thing that you could buy when Pokemon cards first came out, where you put a deck of cards in it and then you press a button and then one pops out.
Okay.
So it'd
be
like a gun that dispenses them. And they would be very similar to actual Pokemon cards.
Sure.
Except things would be ever so slightly wrong with them. Like they'd have like the wrong like amount of HP, the wrong moves.
Yeah.
And the names would be wrong. So they'd be called things like Pikachunk. Or Shatmander or things like that.
Mew 3.
What does Shatmander turn into, by
yes,
the way?
Yes, exactly.
What does Shatmander evolve into, Sam? Does that
Shatvermillion, obviously.
Shatmander, Shatvermillion, and then Charizard. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, great. I mean, I think we could definitely do a whole podcast of us just coming up with the counterfeit Pokemon names. Okay, great. So you want a gun shooting Pokemon, counterfeit Pokemon cards. So that you could mimic Gambit without having any of his sort of skill or talent.
To be fair, it would be an effective weapon, because if you'd flicked a Pokemon card towards me and I was like, oh, that looks really rare, I've never seen a Pokemon card like this, I'd probably be I'd be distracted.
It's a great distraction.
Entice them and attack them at the same time. And people there's nothing worse than a paper cut, and if you're shooting cards at it, I think that's a good idea.
It would be strong enough to like get enough force to, like, it would stick into the wall if it missed you. But then you'd look at it and be like, wow, I don't have a shiny Charizard.
Brilliant. Yeah, no. Look, who doesn't want a shiny Charizard? I'm going with Sam. It's 2-0. Yes. Okay, cool. So we are moving into the final round.
Round 5. Power.
Sam, what superpower do you want your sexy super long boy to have?
I realize now that the power I've chosen isn't really sexual. Unless, maybe, but I don't think it is. We'll think about it.
Before you say it, I have full faith in if anyone can make this sexualized, I believe in you, Sam. I think you can make this sexualized.
Okay.
Go for it.
All right. The power I chose was the power to make someone who doesn't like the taste of coriander be okay with the taste of coriander. Now, where this gets sexual have you ever just like rubbed your dick in a bunch of coriander? I don't know. This is going to be really hard. Okay, you're making a nice dinner for somebody. You use coriander because you like coriander.
Yeah.
They don't like coriander. And you're only making them dinner, so you can have a lovely mixed bath in their mouth. And so you have the power to make them enjoy the taste of coriander.
Great. Huge. You can have any power to add to your Wi-Fi, man. What power are you adding?
Well, I'm sorry to say this. but... the power was just really good Wi-Fi. it's pretty one-dimensional. But then what superheroes aren't one-dimensional? So it was going to have just really good Wi-Fi. Like, you know when the X-Men leave the X-Wing jet?
Yeah.
And they go out. I can't help but feel like a lot of the problems would be solved if they just had better Wi-Fi. They're always, like, getting lost. They're like, where are we? Like, we need to find a way out. If you had the internet, you'd just be able to... He stays in the jet.
Yeah. But he has the Wi-Fi.
He has all the Wi-Fi. They just log into him. It's very easy. You know, he's got little Joey on hand to help with any 404 errors. Yeah, you know.
I've got one question for you, Hugh.
Yeah.
Huge. If you knew the power was to be like a human Wi-Fi and always have good Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Why did you make the rest of him having good Wi-Fi?
Well, it's because of his body that he has good Wi-Fi. He had an accident with a 5G post. He was a conservative conspiracist.
Okay.
He fused with it because of electricity came down or whatever. Something like that. And then he fused to the box. He became the box. He became the pole.
He saw a kangaroo going towards the 5G. And he tried to save him because he thought that the kangaroo would get autism because of 5G.
Yeah.
And so he tried to save him. His penis fell out. He then started having sex with the kangaroo, held onto the 5G mast, became the human Wi-Fi kangaroo crossbreed that we have. And Paul Holly, and he was watching Bake Off whilst this was happening, so he's now got the face of Paul Hollywood.
It was Paul Hollywood, he's conspiracy.
It was Paul Hollywood.
Also, if you don't, I mean, you don't like that power, I was thinking also the powers of Father Christmas.
You know? Okay.
He's good, he's good. He gives presents to all the children.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. I think I'm going to go with your choice of... hang on, I can't even remember what your power was, Sam. Oh, making, coriander.
Making coriander a nice thing for people to have in jizz or otherwise.
I like that you didn't remember what Sans was, but you were just like, not 5G.
No, I'm okay with the 5G. I'm actually leaning towards the 5G as a power, now that we've come up with the origin story of it being Paul Hollywood trying to save a kangaroo from a 5G mast.
Is there time to ask, how do people log on to Longboy's Wi-Fi?
Well, they got to get the password.
Yeah, but how long is the password?
Long. It's really long. That's why it's really called long.
Really long. It's really long. It's like 75 characters.
Yeah. They're all the characters of the MCU that it's like the final, you were picked from.
It's the final payoff at the end. You go like, what is the password in the end? It's like, that's a secret. And
The real password is the friends we made along the way.
they type in all their friends, and then that's the password.
Okay, I'm gonna stick with it. Like, as much as like, I'm not a fan of coriander, but I'm okay with not being a fan of coriander. I don't think not having it in my life is a big impact. So I'm gonna go with Hugh's power of constant 5G or being 5G. Because I think that way Longboy has a very satisfying origin story that we have created, which is that Paul Hollywood was trying to save a kangaroo from a 5G mast, and he ended up having sex with it, and the lightning shook the 5G, and now he's turned into Longboy. I think that's a very satisfying end to this very weird podcast.
Can you imagine Paul Hollywood on Jonathan Ross or something after that?
And I'm on the
second. You ask him first. Let me start.
So, tell me how you became 5G. Okay, well, that is great. That means that the winner of today's episode, with three parts of the hero to two, is Huge Davies.
Calabunga, calabunga.
So, as a prize for winning today's episode, you get to choose a purely aesthetic-based attribute to add into this superhero. So, as we have already got, we have got Paul Hollywood's head, a 5G mask for the upper body, a kangaroo's legs, and a gun that fires Pokemon cards with unlimited, unwavering 5G constantly. What are you going to add to this superhero to make them even better?
I'll give them a nice cape. I think it's really important to, because at this point, it doesn't really resemble anything that you've ever seen. But if it's got a cape, you're like, well, I must be here to help us.
Yeah, no, that's a very good point.
That or a really big dick. Got a really big dick.
Because... Well, that is the show. I mean, if you wanted to know the tone of it, if you've got this far, you're okay with the blue humour. So there we have it. We have Longboy, who is Paul Hollywood with a kangaroo dick with unlimited Wi-Fi and a gun that shoots Pokemon cards. Thank you very much to my guests, Sam Lake and Huge Davies. I've been Aaron Simmons, and I will see you next time on the Silliest Superest Heroist podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Silliest Superest Heroist podcast, created by Aaron Simmons and produced by Gag Reflex. If you want to get in touch with the show about any inaccuracies in this episode, don't.
Look, I'll sit on whatever. I'm not fussing.
1 for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com, code program.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.